You're listening to Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. I'm Rachel Hubbard. Good morning, President Hargis, and welcome to a new year of Campus Connection.
Thanks, Rachel. Good morning to you. And yes, the spring semester started this past Monday, and it is great to have the students back on campus. I'll tell you, the change of class, you have to really be careful driving through campus.
And the semester started with some pretty big news yesterday. Can you give us the latest?
Yeah, this is ginormous, as they say, news. We made a major announcement, and we were pleased that Governor Stitt, a good, proud OSU alum, to join us to celebrate. The announcement was the gift of Kayleen and Larry Ferguson of, grab your chair, $50 million from the Ferguson Family Foundation for the new Agriculture and Natural Resources Building. It will go just north of the Bellman Building there on Monroe. With this gift, we will rename the College of Agriculture the Ferguson College of Agriculture. The Ferguson Family Foundation gift will create a $25 million endowment for the college's operations and $25 million to kickstart our fundraising campaign for the building. And that fundraising campaign is going to be known as the New Frontiers Capital Fundraising Campaign. The new building and the Ferguson's endowment will allow Oklahoma State to better deliver on our land-grant mission of research, teaching, and extension. The Fergusons have already had a huge impact on OSU agricultural programs through their contributions to the Ferguson Family Dairy Center, which opened in 2017. As a matter of fact, Kayleen and Larry met at the dairy barn when they were students at OSU in 1975. He's now the retired president and CEO of Shriver Foods, which is the world's largest employee-owned dairy company, headquartered in Wisconsin. So in total, Kayleen, Larry, and their children have given nearly $55 million to Oklahoma State through their foundation. Their commitment is among the top five gifts in OSU's nearly 130-year history, and we cannot thank them enough for their vision, passion, and support of OSU.
So what more can you tell us about the plans for the new ag facility?
Yeah, the facility will have the latest in classrooms and laboratories, as well as spaces to encourage collaboration, and will help develop OSU extension programming. It also will serve as the headquarters for the state's 4-H programs. We expect to break ground this next spring.
All right. Well, that was Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis, and you've been listening to Campus Connection on KOSU.